Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, the season 25 Bachelor, Matt James. Welcome to the show, man.
What's good, Mario?
Hey, last time I saw you was WrestleMania in Vegas. That was fun, huh?
I'm headed back to Vegas tomorrow.
Is that right?
I can't stay away from the place.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. It's a great time. I saw you set a new personal record at the Boston Marathon. I've run that race. That was the first marathon I've ever done right there. What was your time?
First of all, how freaking crazy is that race, bro? It's all uphill.
Yeah, that Heartbreak Hill too. That ain't no joke. It is all uphill.
I was hurting. I ran like 3:49.
Oh, damn. That's really good. Really good.
So, yeah, it was no strategy. I was asking random people when I was running. I'm like, what's your pace? And I would just like latch onto someone for like 10 miles and then I died.
Yeah. How many have you ran?
That was my third.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I think I've done three. I did the Boston, the Vegas, and the New York. And I think that's about all she wrote.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to prove. Three, I'm done running the marathon.
It's taxing on your body, man. So let's talk about your memoir. That drops on May 3rd. First impressions, off-screen conversations with a bachelor on race, family, and forgiveness. How was this process? Was it easier than you thought? Was it more challenging?
It was having gone on The Bachelor and having had all those conversations that I never wanted to have with anybody prepped me for being able to dig back deep into like the depths of my childhood, what I've been through to make me make that process easy. As I went through those stories and I wanted to, you know, the initial thought was like, I want to write this book so people understand who I am, because I feel like a lot of who I am and what I'm about wasn't portrayed through the show. And as I'm going through these stories and these things in my life that I've been through, I'm like, so many people are going to be able to resonate with everything that I've been through. And I'm hoping that they use my experiences as a stepping stone and a learning block. So they'd be like, listen, if Matt made it through this and came out the other side, I'm going through these same things and I can do the exact same victory lap that he's doing. So it's a success. And I'm hoping that story of just resiliency and risk-taking resonates with people.
Good for you, man. What do people come up to you and ask the most?
It depends where I'm at. If I'm in New York, they're asking for money. if I'm in, you know, Auburn down at like one of SUNY's gymnastics meets, they're asking for pictures and wanting to know about my relationship status. A lot of it's centered around, surprisingly, like you're way cooler than I thought you were going to be. Like you were a dud. Like people are like really matter of fact with you, which I respect.
Right.
So, it just depends on where you're at in the country.
Speaking of relationships, it's been about a year since you reconciled with Rachel. When do you celebrate your anniversary?
That's a good question. She's not in the room. It was actually a couple days ago, and there wasn't a specific date we attached to it. We just found a date that week that like we kind of, I apologized and reconciled everything. And we just passed the year mark. So we've got some fun things planned for the coming week just to celebrate, where we're at in our relationship and putting all the BS behind us.
Would you be open to having cameras follow you around again? Or are you done with that?
That's a good question. In the context of something that I actually, I'm looking forward to doing, then for sure. But like not in the context of like a dating show. I have no interest in doing something like that, but I love that experience from being able to meet Rachel and share parts of my life with people. So if there was something that I felt strongly about, then for sure. But I'm not in any rush to co-host The Bachelorette or anything like that.
Okay. Listen, before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Let's do it.
What's a song you know all the words to?
Bad by Usher.
Oh, okay. Is that your go-to karaoke jam?
I love that. The karaoke, 1,000% Usher, and I'm going to go High Notes Everything.
Yeah, no, I love me some Usher, too. 7 o'clock on the dot. Exactly. That's a good one right there. That's not that song, but that's the jam. What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw was the 7-hour Batman that just came out.
How was it?
It was really good. It wasn't your typical Batman, which threw a lot of people off, but I appreciated the thriller. I thought that Zoe was fantastic. I would watch it again. It was really good.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Rooney Mara.
Really? Huh. What was the movie or the show?
This is going to be a mic drop. Lady with the Dragon Tattoo.
Really? Wow. That was a good movie. I like that movie.
Incredible movie.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you like a dangerous girl. All right. Marvel or DC?
Marvel. Marvel. But I live on Disney Plus, so that's a loaded question.
Well, it would have to be Marvel if that's the case right there.
Yeah.
And last one, what's your ideal first date spot?
My ideal first date spot would be something really messy, like going to like a shrimp boil or something where you're going to see what this person's about. Like, yeah. Are they going to get their hands dirty? Like, are they going to put, their image, their pride aside to like really enjoy the experience, or are they going to, back off? So you got to throw them right into the fire.
Let them know what's up from the get. All right. I like that. Well, you can pre-order First Impressions wherever you get books. Matt, thanks for checking in, man.
Appreciate you, Mario. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Have fun in Vegas.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.